was named Lakshmana. And the king has Ghoshana
announced.
My daughter is world famous, very beautiful, and she is adorned with so many good qualities. I want to marry this to anyone who will be qualified in all round. There was a pillar, very high. On the top of that, there was a wheel. And this wheel was
moving.
Always. And above that, there was a fish. And he says, two eyes were there. And anyone seeing this shadow in the water lower down and keeping their heads lower in the water and seeing the fish eyes with bow and arrow who will shoot in the middle of the eye, pupils of eyes, then I can marry my daughter to that person. Bhishma, one of the greatest
archers,
and Karna, Drona, all came, all were not successful. They became unsuccessful. Anyone cannot do. Arjun came, but he was hopeless, I cannot do. But Krishna, perhaps he was giving chance to Krishna. And at once Krishna stood up with his bow and arrow, looking down in the water reflection. And in one chance, he stood in the pupils of this fish. So he was a very expert in archers. Once there was a king. He has 7 bulls, very, very strong and furious, very powerful. You know bull?
Mm-hmm.
In Spain or anywhere?
Spain.
Bull fighting? Very dangerous.
South America.
Yeah.
Very sharp horns and very powerful. And the king has promised and announced, my daughter is so powerful and very beautiful, having all kinds of qualities. I will marry my daughter to a person who will come to my palace, and there are 7 bulls, very powerful, very powerful, and very dangerous, big, big horns. If anyone come, and he will control all the bulls at a time and give a rope in their
nose,
then I can marry my daughter to that very brave and powerful person. So many persons came, but all
they became helpless.
Many of them were killed by that
bulls.
These bulls.
The bulls are so dangerous.
Then Krishna came one day. The king told that you want to try, you may try, but you should be helpless because so many powerful kings and their princes all have been fed. So don't try. Otherwise you may be killed.
You will die.
But Krishna told that, don't mind. I will
control them at
the
time. Very easily.
So the king, in a very courtyard, big courtyard.
Arena.
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 He set free all the bulls, and he gave 2 hunters on each bulls to
make them furious.
Very furious. When they become so furious, then Krishna was told, oh, go and control. At a time 7. And Krishna was so expert, very easily he controlled all and give.
No. In a moment.
So, his daughter Nagna Jitya was married, given prize. She has collected so many prizes, both. And they also, Krishna, he collected prize and won the prize, first prize. And thus came in prize, he gave his daughter married to with Krishna. So Krishna was so very famous player in all ways, all respect. But sometimes he was defeated.
In Braj.
Where? In Braj. So powerful person, so tricky, so powerful, clever, a sportsman, but he was quickly defeated by Srimati Radhika or any gopi. And the all gopis used to make Krishna that twice, playing twice.
Puppets
like. So, we want to be a very good player, but where player? In Braja, like Krishna. All the friends of Krishna are so expert in all the ones. You know, Binyam of Govardhan?
Govardhan Malla.
Govardhan Malla.
Wrestler Govardhan.
The husband of Chandravali.
Husband.
And he was very near and dear to Krishna.
Kansa.
Kansa. And he was one of the great wrestlers of Kansa. Anyhow, he met to Siddham, Parshugal. And he was telling that I will see Krishna, how he is powerful. Then Sugal told that what to speak of Krishna, I am very low than Krishna. I am not so powerful, but I can take your hands and move the and I can tell you. So don't tell like this. So all the friends of Krishna are so
powerful.
So I give my heartly blessings to you both. That is, you will be eternally player in Golok Vrindavan to play with Krishna.
Very
good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Very
good. Very
good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Very
good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very
good. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Don't try.
Yes, ballet.
Don't try.
Don't try.
Yeah.
Don't try.
A very little
ballet.
Very.
Are you not coming?
We will not close our eyes.
Prabhu? All the children are so qualified. Make a place.
Association like that. I don't know whether I'll associate with that kind of Vishnu. I had before, but at that time, I have not given any value. I wear so much time with Swamiji, and also those who gave Swamiji renowned shoulder. Nitya Leela Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti Pradhyan Kesava. I was also with him. But outwardly, perhaps, I was serving. Now I am realizing their glories. Anyhow, I am so much happy to be in this place. How senior Vaishnava like Buddha Prabhuji coming here and how he likes this place. I want to hear some words from him. Seeing these places, devotees, the place, this Gita Nagari, and how it came to known as Gita Nagari.
Well, Maharaj, from afar, a long time ago, I came with Swamiji. I think it was with Swamiji or during the time of Swamiji. And it was just beginning then. And I heard from afar what a glorified, what a beautiful, glorified place it is, how many nice devotees are here. And the cows, I understand the cows are award-winning cows. They have the biggest udders in America, I think, something like that, I've heard. They give 100 liters of milk a day.
In this area?
In Gita Nagari.
In Gita Nagari. One day, 100 liters.
Oh, I will have to see them.
Yes.
Yes.
You. Can you show?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, they're preaching so nicely, and they have very nice mandir.
Who established this Gita Nagari?
I think Graha Prabhu knows better than I do.
I think Paramananda Prabhu, he is one senior disciple of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and I think that he started this. One thing also, this was the last place that Swami Maharaj desired to visit in the West. And he came to visit here, but only came as far as London. 1977, early 1977. This was
he returned from London?
He returned from London to Vrindavan. But he wanted to come and stay here, he said, the farm with all the milk. He wanted to stay here to rest somewhat and recuperate. But he was not able to come here.
Satsang Maharaj
used to come to this place and sometimes being here, anywhere?
Yes, for some years he stayed here. He had some little kutir.
So much of the Lilamrita was written here.
Where he used to be here?
No, I was in the DC area before coming here. I was in Putuma. Originally, I'm from the body is from Africa. Ghana.
You yourself, from how many years you are here?
Being in America.
Here
for 2 years.
Oh. You purchased this place?
Yes.
You sometimes come to this place?
We have come often because it is only 2 hours from where we lived previously.
Okay, 4 hours?
Because coming a little further and also stopping and not coming in any big hurry. Because we want that you should be comfortable.
What are our programs here?
What are our programs? You have not set up still you have set up?
I asked what programs, but in the morning we want to.
Now I have come.
Yes.
Have you did any program for us that when devotees will come and classes will go away?
Yeah. I called devotees around, you know, asked to come.
How many devotees are here in this area? How many?
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a lot, number of them. And they all have places like I have, and only a few are on the dam. But what's happening is, I told them, and with the verse he just quoted, you know, it's up to individuals to take advantage.
So in the evening there will be program in this house?
Yeah, there will be program. We will have a program here, and we'll visit the dam.
The temple?
The temple.
Or now? Tomorrow? Or
tomorrow we can visit every day, anytime. Guru Dev wants, we can visit the temple. And I've told people, you know, talked to everybody. Please come. There will be programs in the mornings and in the evenings.
Here. That program will be done here?
Here.
Very. How many minutes drive to that temple?
It's not far.
It's
10 minutes is too far.
Would like to give class in the morning by 10, 11?
Yeah.
We will inform people.
Yes, those who want to come, they can come. And evening, 6 to 7.
6 to 7.
I would request him maybe. I don't know, early in the morning, maybe 5, 6, we can have Mangalati here.
They do every day. Devotees.
Devotees can do. But at that time, I may be engaged in my chanting, remembering, and some walking, little. But at 10, or 10 half, to 11 half, I may give classes. And if it will be convenient for others, they want to come in the morning, then I will change. In morning I can tell something. Not at 11 and 10.
Some of the people
go to work.
They work.
Oh, they work.
Yes.
You can discuss with them and then what you want.
Tomorrow also we could see
Goshala,
maybe after
going
there.
In the morning, ahead, Gurudev, you go to greeting deities?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Cook up something now for the devotees for afternoon for Goshala.
Vidur, after great war of Mahabharata, returned to Hastinapur. At that time, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari with Kunti and all Pandavas were in Hastinapur, in their old palace. And Bhim used to give chapati and ghee and everything to Dhritarashtra. Vidur came, and Maharaj Yudhishthir worshipped with all his brothers. And in the night, he went to the room where Dhritarashtra was. Seeing Vidur, Dhritarashtra began to weep bitterly. I could not follow you, and that is why I have lost my all sons, kingdom, everything, and a great war came. All the males of our family has been killed. Now only widows are here, and all are weeping. Be merciful to me, though you are my elder, younger brother, but you are like Sadhu Vaishnava. Then Vidur told Dhritarashtra, really you are blind. Your both eyes, that eyes, transcendental eyes, and this mortal eyes, both have gone away. Why you are alive now? And why you came to this place? You remember when Pandavas and your sons were little small boys, you tried to give him a very powerful poison mixing in laddu. Anyhow, by the mercy of God, they were saved. After some time, you sent five Pandavas with Mother Kunti to Vainavat Nagari, and you tried that they should be given in fire. That palace, whole palace was made of
black.
And in a moment it was burnt. And you thought that now my boys are okay and they have been finished. But luckily they were shut. You remember when by cheating them by gambling your sons with your admission, with your
permission.
They took all the kingdom, everything, they become beggar. And Draupadi was also taken by hook and crook. And in your presence, the council was full of Bhisham Pitama, Drona, and all others, senior of the family were there. And in front of them, Duryodhana and your wicked son, Dushas, with the suggestion of Shakuni, the idiot one, first class idiot. No? They tried to take off all the clothes of Draupadi and making naked. They wanted to take Draupadi on the thigh of Duryodhana in all front of all. And you, blind person, you could not tell them that why you are doing. At that time, I wanted to stop all this nonsense. But you and your these wicked sons never listened to me. And after that, Mahabharata was fought. Your all wicked sons with nephew and all finished now. What do you want now? And you are here, same being, Bhimsen, gives a chapati like dogs to you. And easily and happily you are taking, your all sons have died, nephews have died, kingdom has gone. Not only yours, but those who were in the side of Pandavas, even they were also finished. So you are finished, you are the root cause of all evils. Now what you want? You have no shame at all. You are nirlajja, behaya, shameless. Then he took the hands of Vidur. Vidur, give me a suggestion, what should I do now? Oh, then I was telling you, but you never
listen
to me. Now, will you listen to me? Yes, certainly I will listen. Give up at once this home. Quickly. Go to very far away, any forest. And there, you should do aradhana of Bhagavan with your wife. But I'm blind, how can I go? How you being blind, you came here? That you are not going anywhere? Oh, I will show you path. Now it is 12 o'clock in night. Just now, delay not a second. At once, quickly come with me. I will take your lathi, danda, stick. Taking this, you should come. Told you, yes. Now I have realized what is this world. Up till now I have not realized what is this world. Now I have realized so much things. I don't want to be here. 1 minute here. Quickly take me. And Vidur showed the path and he took the stake of Dhritarashtra, one end, lati of the one end he took, and another end was in the hand of Vidur. Vidur was showing path. And when Gandhari saw, he heard that my husband is going to forest. Why should I be there? I must accompany him. And Kunti Devi, he told, I have finished my everything. No need to be with my boys. I should also follow. My both, but elder, kya kahte hain unko?
Brother-in-law.
Sister-in-law. Dhritarashtra. And my elder sister-like, Gandhari. I cannot be here. I will also chant, remember, and do very hard austerities. Both went in the night silently, not telling to anyone. Miles after miles after miles they walked, and in a very dense forest. There they rested for 2 days. And here, all the Pandavas were weeping. Where our aunt and auntie has, and my mother has done. They began to look after here and search. Anyhow, they came to know that they are not so far away in a very dense forest. And quickly, by chariot, they went there and began to weep with five brothers and Draupadi. But Vidur told, I want to give you a suggestion that you should return to your capital and let three of them go to Himalayas near Haridwar and Rishikesh, and they should do austerities because they have done so many wrong things, especially Dhritarashtra. Then anyhow, they returned by the permission of Dhritarashtra, Kunti and Gandhari, and they went to Haridwar. They took bath in Ganges, sacred river there, and nearby in a very high place, they made their hut very simple, of only trees, benches and bamboos, covered with grasses.